Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic with AboveTopSecret.com. I'm replying to Springer's podcast about evacuating a major U.S. city and how impossible that is. And I've got to say, I agree with everything you said. I hadn't, until today, heard about something called contraflow. I know it always looks kind of strange to see on TV a city evacuating and all the cars on one side going one way and there's nobody on the other side. But frankly, it never occurred to me to open up the whole freeway. I just didn't know that this was, you know, I'm not familiar with evacuation of cities, so I didn't know this was an option. But it certainly does make sense. Another thing that occurred to me this morning is it would make sense to get a bunch of gasoline in there so that people could get out. These people sitting there on the freeways for hours at a time are just sitting there burning gas a lot of the time. Or if they're going 2 miles an hour, they're just burning up all their gas, and there should be a major influx of gasoline into the area. What I had seen on TV were a bunch of people lined up at the gas station, some just turning around and going home because the gas station was just out of gas. And yeah, I gotta agree with you that something is not right about this. I'm mostly paranoid about things, and I look at things very skeptically and even cynically at times. But with our technology, I keep coming back to that. We are the United States. Come on. With our technology, we should be able to figure out how to get the people out of a major city. We do so many things in wars and with computers and all these wonderful things. Can't we figure out how to move a bunch of people in? We have several days. There could be some kind of order. There could be some kind of, I don't know. I'd like to have a few weeks to spend really thinking about it and organizing something. I think I could do a better job, and I've never even thought about it before. It's very frustrating. I have lived in a big city, St. Louis and Portland, Oregon, and I will never live in a big city again. I live out in the boonies now and glad to be here because we could get out of here as quick as we needed to and take our animals too. But I do feel for people in big cities. I just can't imagine being stuck and the feeling of helplessness that those people are feeling right now. So I just want to add my two cents. Thanks for bringing this subject up. It's an important one. Thanks for listening.